Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. This week, I've had two separate conversations around the same theme. Is it worth it? And this is the question that we, as CEOs running our business, have to ask ourselves constantly. Is this investment worth it? Will we get ROI? Is the effort that I'm going to put into hiring and training worth it? Is the time spent on this particular social media platform or that particular social media platform worth it? But this week, I noticed that the is it worth it theme was actually more around is it worth it to you as the CEO? When we're pushing to grow our business, the first thing we sacrifice is ourselves, our self-care, our time, our mental health. We're pushing to meet this goal and then the next goal and then that launch goal and then that collaboration. And it can feel relentless. And you as the business owner have such a personal stake in it, you're usually the one working all hours to achieve it. And this is key, like you can't have a successful business if you don't have that drive. But like everything else, there's a point where we've pushed it too far, that leads you to burnout, it leads you to reduce productivity, and this negative impact on your well-being has a negative impact on your business's performance and well-being. When we're talking about well-being, I'm not talking about self-care like having a bubble bath. What I'm talking about is your physical health, your mental health, and your emotional health. All three of those have to be taken care of in order for you to be resilient enough to lead your business effectively in the long term to achieve your vision. So we're not talking about some kind of like work-life balance dream. We're talking about how you are strategically making sure that you take care of yourself so that you can take care of your business. We are our business's most valuable asset. We are the linchpin around which our business operates. So if we go down, it goes down. So when we think about setting aside time for exercise, mindfulness, hobbies, time with friends and family, taking a vacation, I don't want you to think about it as self-indulgent or selfish, but think about it as you actually charging up that battery that runs your business. When you're able to take care of yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally, you're better able to lead your team. They see you prioritizing this. They prioritize it as well. And then they are better able to take care of your business. So if this isn't feeling great in your business right now, if you find yourself having these is it worth it conversations, I invite you to step back and look at your strategy for self-care. Are there places where you could be delegating more? Do you need to learn how to trust your team and take your hands off the wheel? Do you need to set better boundaries? And this could be for other people, but also for yourself. Is there a boundary between work and life for you? Do you need to look at how you work? Maybe you're not taking enough breaks during the day and that's not making you effective. So you need to bring in some Pomodoro techniques to force yourself to have those breaks. Do you need to look at what's happening outside of work from a nutrition and sleep perspective? And then how are you taking time to quiet things down? What is your reflection and mindfulness practices that allow you to have that quiet time in your brain? The key here is to ask yourself the question, is the current pattern that you're operating in sustainable for the future? Is what you're doing right now promoting resilience or burnout? If you want something to monitor and keep track of so that you can see when you start to tip the scales a little too far in the business direction, you can look at your stress levels, you can consider how satisfied and engaged you are by your work, and you can look at just how happy you feel week after week. The key here is not to pay lip service to self-care and bubble baths and taking like a day off a week. The key here is to build a strategy that helps you to keep going as long as you need to in order to achieve your business goals. So how well are you juggling the demands of leading a thriving business with your personal well-being?